Grace to you and peace from God our Heavenly Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. To the disciple whom Jesus loved, John was given this vision. He said, "After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God.'" This is our text. You may be seated. If you take roll in our 8th grade class this year, the list begins like this: Emma, Hunter, Skylar, Jerry, Connor, and it continues on until you get through all 17 names. And that list is not simply a matter of enrollment data or the number of hot lunches that need to be prepared in the cafeteria for that day. Behind each name is a story, a family history. And for a good number of them, their story includes already a decade or more as a part of our school community. For other names on that list, that transition into this community is more recent. Many of those names will be spoken here again on Palm Sunday. They will be gathered as a class, several pews of identical white robes. And then they will speak as a group, the confession of the church. And then one at a time, their name will be spoken. They will feel upon their head the hand of blessing and receive a verse from our Lord's word, confirming them individually in the faith of this congregation of believers in our Lord Jesus Christ. At the outset of a contest later this evening, names will be broadcast as players emerge from a locker room tunnel onto a field and a multitude of cheering fans. And on one of those teams, they are names like Aaron, Clay, BJ, James, Eddie, and one even known as Ha-Ha. Behind each of those names, too, is a story, perhaps of a high school standout that everyone expected to make it into the big leagues, perhaps of the one who wouldn't heed his critics and by sheer determination earned his place, perhaps one who plays in the shadow of tragedy. Whatever their individual story, they know that in the stadium tonight, on that field, they will win or lose as a unit, all their names gathered together under one team name. And in the stands, in every stadium, is a multitude of people who wear those names on replica jerseys enthusiastically, some fanatically, aligning themselves with their favorite team. And already again, we are in that season in which public opinion is beginning to align around highly publicized names, some very well known, some less so. Behind those names and the candidates who bear them are aspirations and ideals, hopes for the direction that this country should take in the days ahead. And in time, perhaps your own car or front yard will bear one of those names, the name of someone that you don't even know personally. But aligning yourself, placing on your property that name, says more than just, "I respect him" or "I like her." Instead, it is aligning yourself with those ideals put forward by that person. It gathers you together with other like-minded people you don't know, and probably to share in those ideals. By our names, we are known. Personally, individually, intimately. And by those same names, we are associated with others. We are gathered in family clans, known for our affiliations and memberships, and grouped together around common experiences, values, and our confessions of faith. Jack is a Lutheran. Tells you something about Jack, if you know a little something about Lutherans. And it tells you something about Lutherans, if you know a little something about Jack. By our names, we are known and loved, prayed for in life, and remembered in death. Today, we read names into the prayers of the church. We do that every week for those that we know have particular needs, those who celebrate a blessing in life, those who have a special cause for thanksgiving, and those who mourn. But today is a unique day in the annual life of the church, All Saints Day. Today we speak in the prayers of the church those names, young and old, who were affiliated with the life of this congregation and who have died this past year. But reciting those 15 or so names is not just an act of public record keeping. We recall today the people, individually, whose lives were known to us in so many ways by those names. We give thanks for the joy they brought to our lives, for behind each one of them is a story. A family story, a story of joys and sorrows, successes and failures, sinfulness and forgiveness. Stories of friendship and love. Stories from around the kitchen table, from a fishing trip or on a holiday gathering. But also stories of many a doctor visit, or even a bedside vigil. Perhaps one or two hold a very, very special place in your heart. And while your heart may still be heavy with loss, we all join with you today giving thanks for that life, for the person whose name and all that it encompassed you hold so dearly in your heart. Behind each one is also a story of how the name of our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, was placed upon them in their baptism. How their own name is written in the book of life. For they joined the great multitude that John saw in his vision of God's fulfilled plan, a multitude gathered around the throne of God and of the Lamb. And each of them bears the name of the Lamb. They wear not a replica jersey, but a real robe of righteousness placed upon them by the Lamb, the one who bears the name Jesus, the Christ, the Anointed One. The name at which every knee shall bow on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord. They bear that name. Yes, they are part of a multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and languages, but they are not lost in a crowd. They are known, known by name, known by our loving Lord, received into his care, comforted and joyful in a place where there are no more tears, there is no more pain, no more disease, no more conflict. And we do well to give thanks today on their behalf for such an incomparable, eternal blessing. Each of them a part of God's story of salvation. Salvation belongs to our God, they declare. And it belongs to you. for you too are known by name to God. When Jesus spoke the words we call the Sermon on the Mount, recorded as Matthew chapter 5, he was not just speaking in generalities. You see, in the infinite, eternity-spanning wisdom of God, he was speaking about people. Perhaps there are millions of them, a great multitude that no one can count, but despite such a great number, such a vast multitude that spans across generations and centuries, he was speaking about people with names, names that he knows well, stories that he understands intimately, names of the people for whom he died and for whom he has gone to prepare a place. These words of Jesus continue to be spoken, continue to be current, because this is the living word of God as real and present for us today as they were on a Judean hillside centuries ago. Spoken by a carpenter's son whom they named Jesus. And today, he is speaking to you with your name in mind, assuring you as you mourn that you shall be comforted. He has your name in mind when you hunger and thirst for righteousness, when you are merciful, when you seek to be a peacemaker. And he knows your name as well whenever you choose not to follow his will, when you choose to go your own way, when you betray the very honor of being called a child of God. He knows, and yet he calls you back. He invites you in repentance by his promise of forgiveness and assures you that it is also your name he had in mind when he hung on that cross and he cried out, "Forgive them. Forgive them," he prayed. "Forgive David and Stephen, Greg and Cindy, James and Michael. Forgive them. Let their names be written in the book of life alongside the names of those departed saints called home before them," Jesus is saying. Saying of us just as he did of those that we recall by name today. All Saints Day is an important reminder, an important occasion to remember that God knows and loves each one whose faith was in Christ, who have gone on before us to that vast multitude of the faithful, some of whom we loved most dearly. And it is an important reminder that we who walk as yet by faith are also numbered among the saints by name. In Jesus' name, amen.